You don't often hear people in my position talk about the fact that we get tired. After all, I'm the preacher. I'm supposed to have all the answers. Right. But we do get tired. Very tired. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. And yes, there have been times when exhaustion and weakness have rolled up on my doorstep. Even though I stay fit and healthy, even though I eat healthily, even though I prioritise rest and time with my family, sometimes, you know what, it all just swamps you. The reason I share that is that I want to set you free to some extent in the knowledge that no, it ain't just you. Tiredness comes in many different forms, physical of course, but also emotional and spiritual. Sometimes it's a perfect storm, all three at once. So you end up feeling weak, feeling tired, feeling wholly inadequate to face the world, feeling, frankly, like something of a fraud. I call myself a Christian. I trust in God. Why isn't this working? What am I doing wrong? Open a Bible. Read anybody's story from Adam and Eve through to Moses, Abraham, Joseph, David, on to the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, and yes, even Jesus, and you'll discover that tiredness hit them all. Can I repeat that? 100% of those biblical A-listers experienced exhaustion. So what to do? Answer: trust in God. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 25, I will give rest and strength to those who are weak and tired. Charles Spurgeon once said this: throw yourself upon God's faithfulness as you do upon your bed, bringing all your weariness to His dear rest. When nothing else works, throw yourself upon God. That's His word, fresh for you today. Friend, listen to me. God wants you to live in victory over your sin and over your circumstances. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive God's Word.